From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to start tonight by speaking to Ralph Nader. As we've been reporting, the consumer activist said today that he is running as an independent candidate for president. Nader says he's trying to shake up the two-party system, and Ralph Nader is on the phone now from his office in Washington, which is now, I suppose, his campaign headquarters. Mr. Nader, welcome.
Good afternoon.
We have heard generally about your unhappiness with the two-party system, but by running in this presidential election at this time, what specifically do you hope to accomplish?
Well, what any third-party candidate hopes to accomplish is to put on the agenda all kinds of issues, from public funding of public campaigns to living wage for 45 million Americans to cracking down on corporate crime, that are either barely mentioned or ignored by the nominees for the two major parties.
You suggested, as you made this announcement on NBC today, that you were very unhappy with President Bush, but wouldn't you split the anti-Bush vote?
Actually, no, because the party out of power members come back into the fold with the party, namely the Democrats. That's the historical record. It's the party in power that has a difficulty on the edges, such as conservatives who are furious with Bush over Big Brother Patriot Act, over corporate subsidies and the energy and drug legislation, over corporate pornography toward kids. And they're going to ask themselves, do they want to stay home, or do they want to vote for an independent candidate?
When you talk about appealing to conservative voters, I am wondering, given your position on issues over the years, what would make a conservative support you exactly, Mr. Nader?
Well, in the year 2000, the Democratic pollsters' exit polls had me in the following categories. 25% of my vote would have gone to Bush, 38% would have gone to Gore, and the rest would not have voted. And now I think it'll be switched. I think now there'll be far more votes coming from independents and Republicans. And one of the reasons is that there are major issues where conservatives, independents, and my candidacy agree. I do think that the trade agreements need to be renegotiated. I think there should be a big crackdown on corporate crime. The war on our Bill of Rights needs to be a major issue in the campaign vis-a-vis the Republican administration.
When you said those things about cracking down on corporate crime and renegotiating trade agreements, those are things that could have been said almost word for word by John Kerry or John Edwards, the leading Democratic candidates.
They're not specific enough. We've all been accustomed to populist rhetoric. You see it on all sides of the aisle. Then they go to Washington, which is corporate occupied territory, and they meet reality. One way to gauge that is, what is the record? It wasn't particularly prominent in terms of cracking down on corporate crime, fraud, and abuse.
As you know, Mr. Nader, your decision disappointed a lot of Democratic leaders who were fearful that you'll split the anti-Bush vote. I want to read you, we saw a statement from the Democratic National Committee today after you made your announcement, and they said that they were disappointed, but then went on to say in this statement, however, he has promised that if he were to run, if you were to run, he would not criticize the Democratic nominee, but rather would focus on the failings of the Bush administration. Did you actually promise not to criticize your Democratic opponent, whoever it may be?
What I said was I would certainly focus on the Bush administration because they're the incumbent regime. Number two, I said that if the Democrats challenge me, if they criticize me, I'm certainly going to respond.
One of our reporters, Andrea Seabrook, has been speaking to people in Public Citizen, which, for those who don't know, is a group that you founded, a public interest group. And some people in that group and elsewhere are suggesting that four more years of President Bush could threaten the very existence of organizations like that and of their causes. Why would you risk that in order to run at this time?
Well, I think they're exaggerating their situation. Public Citizen will survive the Bush regime as it survived the Nixon regime and the Reagan regime and the Ford regime. I think the citizen groups are freaking out, and they should welcome a new inside the election arena political initiative that will raise their issues, that will focus public opinion, that will enlist more civic and political energies by the American people to overcome the obstacles that citizen groups have to confront every day here in Washington, D.C.
This process can be quite expensive, as I'm sure you know. How will you raise the money to do it?
Well, obviously, we are raising money in small contributions, but we're going to use very heavily volunteers, young volunteers as well.
Would you accept contributions from Republicans?
Any contributions that are made legally by any citizen in the United States will be accepted.
Have you had a conversation with Howard Dean, who withdrew from the Democratic campaign just a few days ago?
Yes, I have. He called me on the day of his withdrawal, and he said that he was going to call it quits, as he put it, but he wanted to keep his organization going and his supporters going in another legal status, and he wanted to work with us to help defeat President Bush. At that time, he did not know that I was going to be a candidate. However, there's no reason why on separate tracks, which is what the law requires, the reorganized Dean campaign with all those aggressive and vigorous volunteers will continue moving toward retirement of President Bush, and our campaign would do likewise.
Howard Dean told us on this program last week that he was against any third-party candidacy. Did you get an impression that he felt differently?
He didn't talk about it then. It was just a few minutes before he was going to go to the press conference to announce his withdrawal. All he talked about was the importance of keeping his volunteers together in some other legal format so it can continue pressing for national health insurance, which he told me was his number one priority, and the retirement of President Bush.
Ralph Nader is now an independent candidate for President of the United States. Mr. Nader, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve.
You can hear an extended interview with Ralph Nader at npr.org.